Welcome to the program. Joining me now, a young lady you may or may not know, Tia Johnson. She's written a book called How to Get to the, air quotes, point in your life, a path of revelations and revivals. Tia went to University of Pennsylvania, and we missed the book signing, Tia. So we're going to make up for it here this morning.
All right, sounds good.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
It's really great to meet you.
Same here.
Where'd you grow up in Philly?
South Philadelphia.
Okay, I'm a Northeast Philly girl all my life, so that's cool. And you went to University of Pennsylvania?
I'm still there as a graduate student, yeah. I only have a couple more courses to go.
And then you're done?
And then I'm done. Yay.
That's the milestone we want to celebrate here this morning.
Yeah, almost there.
Wow. So what's your big plans?
My big plans are to continue to put my message out there. So to definitely do more traveling to reach more people and get them to get to that point in their life.
It's an important message. Mm-hmm. And Tia, my understanding is you have a blog. And you rolled up a lot of the blog entries into, is it into this book?
Yes, correct.
So this actually started as a blog.
Correct.
Okay, tell me what was happening in your life when you felt compelled to write about it.
So this was several years after the deaths of my grandparents, which was a very trying time for me, and a couple of years after I started my business. And so I wanted to figure out, what is the point in my life? What am I supposed to do going forward? Because I did everything I was, quote unquote, supposed to do. Get a job, go to school, have an active social life. So I wrote this blog post, and it was called 20 Calls to Action, How to Get to the Point in Your Life. And it was just 20 bullet points of things I learned that have worked for me, and also questions I asked other people about their experiences. And so one lady, this response just sticks out in my mind. She said, "This is so great. I'm going to bookmark this." So I figured I have something really great here. Let me make this into a book. And that was in 2013.
So the virtual bookmark became an actual book that I can hold in my hands right here.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Should we share those 20 bullet points, or should we just say,
sure,
get the book?
A little bit of both.
Let's do a little bit of both. First off, you lost your grandparents?
Yes.
Trying time.
Yes.
So that sort of, I mean, we tend to go inward. Well, a lot of people do anyway, especially with losing family members and stuff. Really difficult time. But, you know, having the blogosphere has sort of changed everything. You can go inward with your thoughts.
Right, correct, correct.
But share it with the world.
Yes, it was a healing experience. So my grandmother passed away from cancer, and my papa passed away from a broken heart. He's actually a veteran, so he would go to the VA to clear his mind. And I actually went on a 2-year healing journey. So from the time they passed away to the time I started my business after the healing journey was 2010. So I started writing a lot. That was my inward going outward. And so, yeah, the blog post writing is a very, very healing experience.
It's cathartic.
Yes, it is. It is. It's great therapy.
That's true. Now, what is your business?
So my business is spiritually based. I help people to heal on a spiritual level. So I help them with Reiki, or maybe I would help them connect with their angels, and also to help them interpret their dreams, because you could have $1 million dream that can be a movie.
Why not bring it to reality?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I like your spirit. And here's this book, How to Get to the Point in Your Life, The Path of Revelations and Revivals. Let's talk about that top 20 list, where it all began, and share that with the BenFM audience.
Absolutely. So some of the bullet points from the top 20 list are to get rid of the things that just aren't good in your life. For example, insecurities, people and habits, and in particular habits, because we don't know at times that a habit is bad. For example, one story I give in the book is that I am a gamer. I love playing games. But if you are spending a whole weekend playing games, now we have a problem.
There goes so, life.
Exactly.
Exactly. Wait, just one more Tetris.
Yes. So that's a bullet point, to be conscious of the people and things in your life. Another bullet point.
I think I need to get you to talk to my son.
Oh, no problem. I love to talk.
Stay in this room for 20 hours.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It is a big problem. All right. I don't want to cut you short. You've got a great list to share with us, but I'm like, I need her in my life.
I can definitely relate to
Tia
that.
Tia Johnson, my new BFF.
Another bullet point is that we have to really say what we want and mean it. Sometimes we second guess ourselves, and that leads us down a rabbit hole of living in what I'd call communities. The what if community, the would have, should have, could have community, the comfortable zone community. So being able to say, this is what I want and I'm going to go for it. That's another bullet point. I could go on and on.
You could go on and on. Talk is cheap though, kid. How do we take action?
So we take action by several things, and people may see this on some of my social media. I give out shout outs to my what I call success team. So I like to surround myself with people who are very positive and who also challenge me. Because as I like to quote from Tiger Woods, when someone asked him, why do you have a coach? You're one of the best golfers. And he said, well, I can't see my own swing. And that's true. So I have people around me who can challenge me and let me know, hey, Tia, you may want to do this. So that's one. Really have the people in your lives who will challenge you. Two is to really be able to get out of your comfort zone. For so many years, I was in a comfort zone. And anyone who can see pictures of me from the past, I had glasses. I used to wear big sweaters. I was comfortable. So I just challenge you to get out of your comfort zone. I like to say only be comfortable in your home. And then, you know, challenge yourself when you go outside. And another call to action is to just set some short-term goals.
I know.
Especially when you wear braces.
It's harder than it looks, people.
Yeah, so
get out of your comfort zone. Setting short-term goals. Yeah, because I find if I set too much down the road, I get overwhelmed.
Exactly.
So keep it tight.
Keep it tight and you can grow from there. It's just a saying, how do you make $1 million? Okay, we'll start off making $10 and then make $100 and $1,000. So you can work backwards to get to that ultimate goal.
Now, obviously, people are hearing you. They're going to want to follow you. So where tell us everything about where to find you on social media.
Sure. Well, I'm everywhere. Ha, ha, ha. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/ Tia Johnson, spiritual mentor. On Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope, it's Tia_Johnson_. And Snapchat is Tia Johnson 8.
Oh, I'll start following you on Snapchat. I love Snapchat.
I love Snapchat.
I do, too. I'm kind of addicted. That might be the comfort zone I have to get out of. Online is definitely kind of like a love-hate relationship. What I love is, you know, it's presented this great opportunity for you, Tia, to share this work, how to get to the point in your life. But I find myself, and since I have you here, I'm sort of making a spiritual house call, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. I find myself spending way too much time online.
Mm-hmm.
Help me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also finding that I'm starting to get that, not jealousy, that's too strong of a word, but everybody's doing stuff and I'm sort of not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What? How do we break that bad habit?
Well, the first portion about being online for too long, I was just talking with a friend and she was concerned that she was wasting her time. And I said, well, you can get a lot done in an hour. So if you feel like, oh, I'm spending too much time online, think about how much time did you actually spend? Was it 2 hours? Maybe you needed that 2 hour mental break. So don't beat yourself up. And two, I actually talk about that in the book. And I talk about that because I heard a term coined Facebook highlight reel. And actually the whole chapter is dedicated to it, which talks about the grass isn't that much greener, mind your business, basically. And it's just like you see these highlights and people think like, oh man, am I doing something? Is my life interesting enough for me to post? You don't even have to worry about that because that's just probably 10% of a person's actual life that you're seeing. Because no one wants to put the bad stuff out there. So you can always keep in mind that I'm only seeing probably 10% of this person's life.
The highlight reel.
The highlight reel. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, somebody missed 10 of the most pivotal shots in basketball, but you're not going to see them unless it's, you know, the game losing shot, you know. So yeah, just know that that's only a portion of that person's life. You can start posting your own stuff because you never know, someone may need to hear your story or may need to see what you're cooking to get an idea. I never know what I'm going to eat for dinner. So when someone posts something, asparagus or salmon, I'm like, oh man, maybe I should eat that. To you, it may be asparagus or salmon. To someone else, that's dinner. So yeah, start posting more of your thing. And don't worry about so much the likes, anything like that, because that would take time to build. But yeah, just be conscious of that and you'll be okay.
All right. Where do we find the book, love?
Yeah, you can find the book on Amazon. It's available on Kindle and paperback. You can also go to my website, which is tiamariejohnson.com/books, and it'll take you right there to get the book.
I apologize that we missed the signing. How did it go?
No worries. It was fantastic. It was so much fun. I had Philly group Brotherly Love there. Yeah, performing. It was so
That's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah, I had grab bags and everyone loved the strawberry infused kiwi water. So shout out to Brulé Catering.
Oh, they're the best.
They are the best. They are the best.
Well, we were just talking about a lunch we're going to attend, and I think it's Brulé Catering.
I love Brulé.
So
they're so great.
Go.
Yes.
Even more of a bonus to network with a bunch of great women, but also enjoy some fine Brulé Catering.
Yes.
That's my other comfort zone, Tia. We won't get into that today. I'm definitely having a love affair with food. It is really a pleasure to meet you. What's next, kiddo?
Well, what's next is the book signing tour.
I got to graduate
from Pitt. So I'm working out the details of the signing tour, figuring out where exactly I'm going to go from there. And of course, another book.
There we go. And are you taking this one on the road or?
Yes. Yeah, I would love to take this. Yeah, this one. Yep. That's the
way. I have to ask you before I let you out of here, how much a role spirituality plays in your life. What keeps you going?
Oh, man, what keeps me going is hands down my why. Actually, if it wasn't for the deaths of my grandparents, I probably would not have dived into spirituality as hardcore as I do. So it's 100% in everything I do. Yeah, I meditate. I do communicate with a higher power. I say affirmation. I say thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm always showing gratitude and things like that. And I always try to look at situations from various perspectives. So yeah, spirituality is definitely ingrained in everything I do now. Even my tattoos are spiritual symbols. So
we can't see everything. Them because it's radio, but maybe we can take a picture. Well, so, you're lovely. Continued
Thank
success.
Thank you so much.
Really nice to meet you.
Same here. Thank you.